Welcome to News18.com's Daybreak, and here's a wrap. The government will file a review petition before the Supreme Court today challenging its order banning automatic arrest and registration of cases for alleged harassments of SCs and STs. 15 oil workers, 7 of them Indians and most of them from the subcontinent were killed in a head-on collision between two buses in southern Kuwait. Authorities in Iraq have handed over the bodies of the 39 Indians killed in Mosul by the Islamic State terrorists to Indian authorities who are in Iraq to bring them back the remains. The CBSE issued a statement saying the board is postponing the April 2 board exam in Punjab after a request by the Punjab government voicing apprehension over a bunt call given by Dalit outfits in the state. About 50 farmers were detained by police as thousands of cultivators protested the move of a Gujarat government company to take possession of land at a village in Bhavnagar district at a proposed lignite plant. Turning its newfound nonchalant humour into a political campaign, the Congress launched a Twitter battle against the BJP and PM Modi with tweets celebrating Jumla Divas in reference to the Fool's Day. At least 10 people were killed and 3 seriously injured when a 4-story building, which also houses a hotel, collapsed near Indore's Sarvet bus stand in Indore. Even as the producers denied the allegation of Nigerian actor Samuel Abiola Robinson that he was underpaid due to racial discrimination, the actor came out with an appeal to the Kerala government and film fraternity to help him to receive at least a decent pay for the film Malayalam Sudani from Nigeria. Stepping up its agitation on the demand for special category status, YSR Congress President Yais Jagmohan Reddy said that his party MPs would not only quit on the last day of parliament session but also sit on an indefinite hunger strike at Andhra Bhavan in Delhi. Andhra Pradesh's East Godavari police arrested 2 former students of Hyderabad Central University for allegedly planning to kill Vice Chancellor Appa Rao Prudayal. 3 army jawans dead and 12 militant outfits, including top commanders of the militant outfits, were killed in encounters across South Kashmir on Sunday. Indian Space Research Organization has lost contact with GSAT-6A, one of India's biggest communication satellites with military applications. Author Chetan Bhagat took to Twitter to announce that he would join the Congress. He said that he would support the grand old party during the upcoming Karnataka elections and needed the blessings of all in what is a big move for him. This was a joke by Bhagat pulled out on the momentous occasion of April Fool's Day. Time for some opinion, agree or disagree. Senior BJP leader and Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister Sushil Kumar Modi tried to trump the State Unit President Nityanand Rai and Union Minister Giriraj Singh when he said beheading incident in Darbhanga was a fallout of a land dispute and nothing to do with naming an intersection as Modi Chowk. The recent communal strife in Bihar and Nitish Kumar's criticism of alliance partner has also exposed features within the BJP State Unit as leaders sharing the government's openly contradicted those running the party's organization. The names of perpetrators and victims keep changing, but the situation remains the same as we continue to progress from one communal right to another, from Muzaffarnagar in 2013 to Asansol in 2018. In times of Muslims fearing Hindus and Hindus fearing Muslims, Pipavardi's latest offering from the ashes of 1947, Reimagining Punjab, discloses the details of the blessings of Guru Gobind Singh that kept the princely state of Malerkotla safe even at the peak of communal violence witnessed during partition. Due to recent Samajwadi Party Bahujan Party pact and its success in bipoles, a social alliance between the OBCs and SCs has started to evolve. This pact is slowly moving towards a long-term alliance. Even after the defeat of Bahujan Samaj Party, candidate in Rajya Sabha Mayawati strongly showed her commitment towards a stand by making a public statement that BSP's relation with Samajwadi Party will not be affected. Lastly, on the reel, when Dantal village was rocked by the murder of singer Ahmad Khan of the Marangiyar caste because the village exorcist doesn't like his performance, all the 109 members of the caste leave the village in protest, swearing never to return. Watch our documentary, The Revenge of Caste, here. That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak. Do join us for tomorrow's Daybreak, and in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.